This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 68 for Thursday, September 19th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market moved back and forth on Thursday before ending the day lower despite mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil was up as well as Malaysian palm oil. However, European rapeseed was mixed. Crude oil was up more than $1 US per barrel due to optimism in the US economy. The Canadian dollar was up more than 2/10 of a United States cent compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract was down 50 cents per ton at $583.10. In the US, corn and wheat were lower while soybeans were mostly steady. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that 847,400 tons of 2024-25 U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended September 12th, 27% more than the previous week. In total, 429,283 tons of corn were imported to China in August, down 64% from the past year. For the first 8 months of 2024, the cumulative total of corn imports into China was 12.56 million tons, down 15.7% from last year. In 2023-24, only 6% of corn going into China came from the U.S. Ukraine is expected to ship 15 to 17 million tons of corn in 2024-25, nearly half from the previous year. The Paraná River in Argentina, which is used for 80% of the country's grain and oilseed exports, is at its second lowest level since 1970. The International Grains Council cut its 2024-25 global corn production forecast by 2 million tons at 1.224 billion. The December corn contract was down 70 US cents per bushel at $4.06. Export sales for 2024-25 U.S. soybeans totaled 1.75 million tons for the week ended September 12th, slightly above trade expectations. There were also 2,900 tons of net sales reductions for 2023-24 soy meal, as well as 283,000 tons of 2024-25 soy meal sold for export. Soy oil export sales were a marketing year high of 46,700 tons for 2023-24 crop, with 300 tons of 2025-26 soy oil also sold. Forecasts call for rains in Brazil 2 weeks from now, but with below normal amounts. The November soybean contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $10.13. 246,300 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended September 12th, down 48% from the previous week and below trade expectations. Wheat imports into China in August totaled 410,951 tons, down 51% from the year before. Cumulative totals for 2024 are 9.8% above last year's pace at 10.49 million tons. The IGC cut its global wheat production forecast by 1 million tons at 798 million. Tunisia issued an international tender to buy 125,190 tons of soft wheat and 100,696 tons of durum for October and November shipment. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.66. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.65. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.09. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 19th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.